Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our some of our great Brain Trust members back. And we got, I'd like to bring one of our newer members of our Brain Trust back on the show. He's Matthew Owenby. He's Aflac's Vice President of Human Resources. He's in charge of making sure that all the Aflac employees are happy. And he's here to talk to us about some of the things he does for them that you and I can learn about. Matthew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. It's great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. Okay, so I want to talk about something called open enrollment. I want you to talk to us about open enrollment. There's general enrollment, and then there's open enrollment, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So what are the differences? Is open is open enrollment a kind of a new term?
Well, I don't know. It's probably relatively new, but it's somewhat synonymous with annual enrollment, which typically happens in the fall time of the year, the fourth quarter of the year for most large employers. You'll have the opportunity to review your benefits that you probably already elected, or if you're not in the plan, you have the opportunity to actually enter into the plan. Mm-hmm. Open enrollment is typically used throughout the year by corporations that allow new hires transfers in to make benefits elections. But this time of year is typically, we look at it as annual enrollment, where it's the time of year for you to sign up for 2015 benefits, typically when you're with your employer.
Right. So now the government has open enrollment from October 15th to December 7th, I think.
Exactly.
Like if you're Medicare and you want to change your plan on Medicare, you're a senior, then you can do it then and not until then. If you're, isn't the Affordable Care Act going to be the same way? Isn't that one of the ways they're dealing with the guaranteed insurability?
That's my understanding, yeah. It's going to happen at a very, very similar timeline, if not the exact same timeline.
Right. And so, what, in other words, as you know, with open enrollment, with the Affordable Care Act, no company can refuse to insure you, but they're using the enrollment date so people can't game the system and get sick in March and not have insurance, get sick in March and then the next day buy an insurance policy. You have to wait, right?
Exactly.
So that's kind of a protection they put in there for the guaranteed insurability clause. What else do we need to know about open enrollment?
Well, it's just a good opportunity.
Each employer sets it too, doesn't it? Don't they?
They do. Every employer has their own, settings for who, what, and when they enroll. But the things that I think I could probably help your listeners think about is, we know that people don't spend enough time reviewing their benefits during the open enrollment, annual enrollment time. They spend about 15 minutes or less. They spend a lot more time researching mortgages and searching for a TV than they do thinking about their benefits. They need to do their homework. Think about how much money you spent last year. Evaluate what you need for the next year.
Why do you think that is?
I think we, certainly in large employers and even the smaller ones, have done such a good job of automating the benefits process and the payment mm-hmm. that it's one of these things you just sort of, it's out of sight, out of mind.
You think we take it for granted?
I don't know that people take it for granted. I do think that it's a such a meaningful benefit for employees, no pun intended. But I think that the transaction is so distant. When you think about, on average, people spending about $4,500 a year on benefits within employers,
yeah.
And you break it down into, well, that's about $170 here or there a month, every 2 weeks, et cetera, you're just so distant from the transaction.
Part of it is paid by the employer, right?
Exactly.
And so it's not really costing you anything, and it's probably payroll withheld, and it's the same reason why payroll withholding with on taxes, for example, people don't get all excited about how much taxes they're paying because they never see it. It's like it was never money they were going to get anyway.
That's right, and I doubt very seriously that if you were to receive a bill for $4,500 in the mail, my sense is you would spend longer than about 15 minutes looking at it, particularly if it was complex.
That's exactly right. And so that's the point that we're trying to make here, folks, is take a little more time to look at what you've got. Because today, you can customize your benefits program. I mean, that's what you guys do. I mean, what Aflac does is you guys have got all these different ways of customizing benefits packages through the cafeteria plans and everything, right? That people can, you can slice it and dice it so that you get it completely customized for you. Take a little more time, folks. Take a little more time for this. Remember, it's costing you and somebody a lot of money. And it's very important for you and your family. So spend a little more time, be a little more thoughtful, do a little more research. We come back after these messages. Matthew Owenby and I are going to talk about Generation Y. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.